Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Wisely, the incident commander pulled everybody out of there. Of course, adjacent buildings were already evacuated, and at some point, the roof did start to come in, and so the building was actually self-bending at that point. And right, we saw the plate glass windows, and we did attempt to vent through the windows at one point. And the windows on the second and third floor, there were actually two courses of cinder block behind those windows. So yes, that was an unpleasant surprise.
Yeah, they were fake windows.
They were fake windows, basically. So, but we did bring in special equipment later on in the afternoon, and once they arrived, we were able to pick apart the front of the building and gain access and get water onto the where it needed to go.
Do you know who owns the building by chance?
No, I believe it's a law firm. I can't think of the name offhand. No.
That's his law firm. They own the building.
He's okay.
Yeah. Any lessons learned yesterday?
For some fire like this, that's
the deadly space.
Oh, you know what? It's we've had fires, you know, similar to this before. The incident commander, division chief Pat Pistolero, he has over 40 years of experience. We have a lot of experienced officers on the scene as well. And, of course, we got some of the best firefighters, you know, around as well. So, yeah, we're pretty much ready for anything like this. But there's always lessons learned. There's always what we call. Matter of fact, I was talking to the chief this morning, and he's going to do what's called a hot wash. We get the crews together and talk about lessons learned from a particular fire in this particular incident. What could we get? We always look at what could do better and safer.
Commissioner, I'm sorry, I arrived a little late, but what can you tell us just about the latest in terms of the fire and the outcome from yesterday?
Well, the outcome is, obviously it was an unfortunate incident, but the silver lining, of course, is that we're able to limit the damage to the adjacent buildings, the Guarantee Building, of course, and the Ryzen Building, you know, obviously the large landmarks, downtown Buffalo. So, yeah, so that was the best part, and of course, we limited the injuries. Of course, that's always a good thing. We had one firefighter go to the hospital for dehydration. Another one of our officers suffered a shoulder injury. So for an incident of this magnitude, you know, we're grateful for that.
And people have been able to go back into the Verizon building and the other building too? Are they, everything's all clear and good to go for them?
The Guarantee building, I'm pretty positive. We let people start going back in there yesterday, shortly after the fire was, after we were drawing down. Verizon building, I think, had a little more smoke and water damage, so I'm not 100% sure where we are with that.
And what can you tell us about just the findings in the early investigation that you can at least reveal to us?
Well, it's looking like it was a stove in a kitchen on the second floor. So that's what we're looking at. That's what we suspected yesterday after interviewing some witnesses. And that was somewhat confirmed this morning. Our arson investigators were able to actually get in the building safely and confirm that actually one of the burners on the stove was in the on position and looked like there were some materials on top of the stove. So we're pretty confident that's where the fire started.
Is the building salvageable or is it beyond repair where demolition might have to be?
Demolition is being scheduled as we speak. We gave donors some a grace period, so it looks like between mid to next week or towards the end of next week that the building will be coming down. There's only a few companies in the area that are capable of or have the special equipment for a more precision demolition, so we don't do any damage to the adjacent buildings. So we're steering them in that direction, and I'm sure it'll have a decent outcome, as best as can be expected at this point.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now, and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.